Newton's letter to the Royal Society, containing his new theory of light and colours, was sent to London on February 6, 1672. This paper can claim a number of firsts. It was Newton's initial publication. It founded the science of spectroscopy, and it marked the beginning of a sound analysis of colour phenomena. Yet the paper did not win for Newton the universal applause that he had sought. The Royal Society was bombarded with letters disputing Newton's conclusions. The controversy had an acid effect on Newton's personality. He vowed that he would publish no further discoveries. As he wrote later to Leibniz, "I was so persecuted with discussions arising from the publication of my theory of light that I blamed my own imprudence for parting with so substantial a blessing as my quiet to run after a shadow." And yet, he did later continue to publish. He wanted the applause of the scientific world. This ambivalence was not overlooked by Newton's enemies. The astronomer John Flamsteed, who broke with Newton, described him as insidious, ambitious, and excessively covetous of praise, and impatient of contradiction. "I believe him to be a good man at the bottom, but through his nature, suspicious."